Good evening, everyone. Maswaita. I wanted to do a live this evening, mainly as a result of what happened yesterday in the Senedd, the Welsh Parliament. I know the BBC did not report what had actually gone on. Essentially, we now have data passports. They're called COVID passports, whereby a whole load of data about you will have to be presented if you are to go into large-scale events. And the vote took place yesterday. If you see on the caption, I said that it was a rigged vote, because it was. There was a politician, an opposition politician, for whatever reason, was not able to get online into the vote, and he was denied the opportunity to vote. And the government passed the policy by just one vote. So if that individual had been allowed to vote against the Welsh government, against the Labour government in Wales, then we would not have COVID passports being introduced. I know the Senedd well. I was there for 5 years. 5 years of abuse, basically. 5 years of looking and experiencing abuses of process. It's not a parliament, it's a private club. It's run by individuals who do favours for the governing party. And what took place yesterday was highly undemocratic. I've been speaking to people today. There's a boxing event coming up, and if people want to go to that in November, then they're going to have either tests or a passport. Now, what I find heavily ironic is that if you are double jabbed, you can still pass on the virus and you can still catch the virus. So if the whole focus was about safety, then everybody would have to be tested, for example. But if you look at what they do with PCR tests, it depends on the amount of cycles that the tests have. And some of you out there may not know what the cycles are, but what it actually means is when you go above a certain point of a cycle, the way that it is tested, then it renders the test almost meaningless in some circumstances. If you do up to 45 cycles, for example, there'll be lots and lots of false positives, lots and lots of false negatives. That's a fact. So really, really concerned. Just looking through some of the comments, Katie said about the PCR test being flawed. The inventor of the PCR test said it wasn't a diagnosis. So if you want to be diagnosed, or if you have to be diagnosed with COVID, you should have another medical examination as well as a PCR test. I want to deal with things like Cardiff City because, I mean, people will not now be able to go to games. And I was speaking to somebody earlier who is actually double jabbed. And that individual does not want to carry a passport, does not want to have to sign in with his medical data. So I'm wondering whether or not there'll be a refund on the season ticket, for example. I think this legislation could possibly be challenged through court. I'm not convinced that it's compatible with the European Convention on Human Rights. The reason we have the Convention on Human Rights is because of the Second World War. And our forefathers and foremothers fought for our freedoms, which are now being taken away. And the whole point of the Convention on Human Rights was to make sure that what went on in the Second World War, such as medical experimentation, where people didn't have a choice about what was put into them, the whole drive of the human rights agenda was to stop that ever happening again. What we have now, and I see comments on social media from supposed people who used to call themselves progressives, they're talking about compulsory vaccination, compulsory jabbing at people. And I'm really concerned as well with a lack of parental rights. Let me be totally clear. I believe in choice. I believe in informed choice, as guaranteed by Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights. That's what I believe in. And whether or not you want to have the jab or not, it should be up to you making an informed choice. I'm really unsure how a 12-year-old can make an informed choice against what his or her parents want, for example. And I used to be a teacher. I was a teacher by profession originally. And you're not allowed to give paracetamol to children. I mean, and yet they're going to administer now jabs to children. And I don't see the value in giving our children those jabs. I'm talking now not in terms of a politician, but really as a parent, because I'm looking at my children. How are they going to benefit from a jab with a virus that they will recover from? It doesn't. The symptoms are not serious for young people, and even the Pfizer scientists now say that natural immunity is better. So I'm really not sure what benefit our children are going to get from having this jab. When you're talking about vulnerable people, I know there are very, very many different views on the jab, but when you're talking about vulnerable people, maybe in their 80s and so on, it's a different kettle of fish to healthy teenagers having a jab, the long-term effects of which we simply do not know. And that's the key point. And what really amazes me is that a number of people have had COVID and have recovered, so therefore they have antibodies. So again, if we were looking at health protection, what we would be looking at is antibody tests. So, you know, for example, I may go to the boxing event, I may go inside, and I could be stood very, very close to a person double jabbed. They could give me COVID because they could be positive. They could have the virus, even though they're double jabbed. And what I don't understand is why people with antibodies who've had COVID and have decided not to have the jab because they've already recovered from the virus, why are they being discriminated against? And we're seeing it now with employment, and Wales is no longer free. That was clear in the election. Politicians like myself were not allowed to knock on doors until the 11th of April. Our new party, Propel, was kept off the airways. I mean, we were living in very, very dangerous times, and I flagged the Children's Services there, and if there are parents out there watching who are having battles with Children's Services departments, I'm doing a lot of work in that area now professionally, and we're taking councils on, we're supporting parents. That's I'm earning my living now, doing lots of legal work. And those parents going through the system in Wales will tell you that it's not a fair system and it's not democratic, because so many things in the system with Children's Services can be wrong, can be flawed, can just be made up. And families virtually have no rights, hardly, to combat that. But we're working on it and we're doing the best we can. But I mean, if you know the system inside out, as I unfortunately do now, once you get into court, there's a hell of a lot of information sometimes, which is just simply incorrect. So what I'm talking about really is the issue of freedom and a lack of freedom. We see it with Children's Services. We see it in some cases with adult services. We see it now with COVID. Even council elections, the Labour Party legislated. They passed a law, and supported by Plaid Cymru, to make sure only certain categories of people could stand for election for council. Quite staggering. They took away the right to local referenda. We used to have local referenda before on a number of issues. They took away that right as well. And, I mean, these are really worrying times. I'm in court as well, personally, on the 21st of October. And I am charged with leaving my house in February. Well, you tell me, any other politician in Wales who didn't leave their house? Few and far between. Saw them on television, saw them on social media, selfies, pictures. And yet, I'm the only politician in Wales being prosecuted. And the reason is I will not pay the fine. I did nothing wrong, and I'm not paying the fine. So I'm in court on the 21st of October. I believe in the rule of law. So therefore, I'm looking forward to being able to defend myself, using the law, actually, against what is developing into a kind of tyranny, really. When I was in the Senate, at the end of the term, I felt more like a dissident, to be honest, rather than an opposition politician, because if you worked in my office, if you had contact with my office, it was like the Alamo. It was like the Alamo. I mean, Labour, Plaid Cymru just wanted us out. And in the short term, they had their way. But there's unfinished business there. We are Propel. We are a party. New people are joining. We stand for election in council areas next year. And it's really, really important that people get involved in politics. One in two people didn't vote for the council, for the Welsh election in May when Drakeford got back in. One in two. Some areas with council elections, three and four don't vote. And we get these people re-elected time after time after time. Well, everyone has to take responsibility for that, for letting that happen. And we cannot let it happen in future. People need to get engaged in politics. Then Kate is saying, follow the money. Well, yeah, absolutely. These drug companies that, Pfizer, for example, are making an absolute fortune off this virus. Equally, it's not the NHS which does the testing, with all the PCR tests, the private companies. They're making an absolute mint. Just want to check that I've covered everything that I wanted to say. The issue of children again, I'm going to go back to children in school because I saw a survey recently where 11-year-old children were being asked their sexuality. And some adults out there thought that's acceptable. I mean, I was being criticised on social media for raising the issue. Because, I mean, that's not right. That's not right. And parental responsibility is being eroded and eroded more and more. Parents in Wales now are not allowed to pull their children out of lessons. Like you used to have the right. If you didn't like the contents of something, then you had the right to withdraw your child. That right is no longer there. It was abolished by the Labour Party and Plaid Cymru earlier this year. And, I mean, in terms of the very serious agenda where parents are being closed out and children really unable to be mature enough to make, I'd say, informed decisions, they're not being given more and more rights. They're being put in a position where they're more easily exploited, I would say. And, for example, let's go back to the COVID jab. 12-year-old person decides that they want to have the jab. The parents don't want them to have the jab. And the jab goes ahead and the child has the jab. What happens if maybe a child decides that they're old enough to decide they want sex with an adult, for example? Now, this is the logic where children are easily exploited. And that's what's happening right now. And parents are being closed out, and it's not right. It's not right at all. There's a huge amount of authoritarianism in the Senate. It's highly undemocratic, I know. So I remember when I was banned for 3 weeks, no pay. And the CCTV, the unedited CCTV, proved that I didn't do what they said I did. Then they decided not to view it and banned me anyway. And their friends in the BBC were only too willing to smear me, really. And this is the whole agenda that we have in Welsh politics. If you stand up and you say it how it is, and like me, you don't want to be part of their private club, but you're there really just to be a voice for constituents. They want you out of politics. Well, as I said earlier, Propel is functioning, we're running, people are joining, we're standing for election, and I really would encourage everyone out there who believes in freedom. Basic democratic rights. If you believe in those democratic rights, consider joining Propel. Because unless we stop this slide towards authoritarianism, it's going to be too late. And the rights that we've enjoyed for decades have been taken away. Have been taken away. And the question is now, I think, whether people are going to accept it or not, really. Because I think we're in that situation now. So look out for the news, look out for posts on my social media, and check out the 21st of October, because I'm heading to court, because I want my democratic right to be treated just like everybody else in Wales. And there's a rule of law in this country still, and thank God we have the courts to be able to fight for us there on that level. Diolch yn fawr. Thank you.